Let's go to the Rumble Revolution hotline. The voice of the Tigers, Jim Hawthorne. Jim, good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And so I was just talking to a gentleman a moment ago. It feels more like the 4th of July than it does.
It is pretty warm.
It is hot here. Yeah, it is.
Well, we're going to have a nice, cool afternoon of football on Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
That's what I hear. Yeah, hot football, but the temperature is going to be real football weather. That's good.
Now, talk about the Tigers this year, Jim. Obviously, one loss to Auburn on the year, but still a lot to play for both of these teams in the battle for the boot.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's been a very interesting year for LSU. It's a young team that started off the year with a defense that has played very well all year long and very good special teams play, and an offense that had to work real hard to try to find its identity, and I think it's just beginning to do that in the last two or three games. Here we are at 11-1 and fifth in the BCS and sixth in the polls and in a great spot with an awful lot to play for against a very, very good Arkansas team.
Jim, the progress of Jordan Jefferson this year from the first of the year to now, how have you seen him progress?
Well, I think he's gained a lot of confidence in the last three games. He's a veteran guy who stepped in, as you might remember, a couple of years ago, and when Jared Lee had some problems and played well, and then he became the starter and has had good times and bad times, and he's a great guy, and he has struggled and fought real hard to improve himself, and he has the utmost respect of his teammates, and I think he's matured an awful lot, and he understands the offense better, has confidence that he can make it work, and if LSU is going to have any chance to win that game on Saturday, he's going to have to continue to play like that.
Peterson, is there a better defensive guy on that side of the football that you've seen in the last couple of years?
No, I don't think so. He truly is a gifted athlete and can do so many things. In addition to locking down the receiver, I mean, he can, as you know, run back, punch, and kickoffs as well as anybody. So he's an exciting guy to watch. I'm glad he plays for LSU.
Yeah, no doubt. Jim, Clint Sterner's in the studio here, and I know you've called some of the games when LSU and Arkansas played, but I was wondering if you could go back and maybe think back to a play or maybe incorporate Clint into a play and give us a play call that involves Clint Sterner.
I know you can't remember one, so you got to incorporate it somewhere along the way.
Clint, how are you, my
friend? I'm doing well, man. Yourself?
Yeah, doing great. Sure are. We're looking forward to coming up to Little Rock. And I tell you, personally, I'm awfully glad the game's on Saturday, and it's taken. We've moved off of that Friday slot. I didn't care for that much, but I think playing on Saturday is terrific. And I think LSU and Arkansas playing the final game of the season is a good thing. And I think it's developed into the type of series in the last few years that the SEC really wanted when they set it up that way.
Well, don't get too used to it being on Saturday, because my thinking is that Nick Saban's going to have his way at Alabama. He's going to get his game off of the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I think Arkansas and LSU are going back to it.
Well, if he can get off, then we could refuse to do it too, right?
Wait, he's closer to Birmingham than we are, correct?
At the moment, yeah.
Jim, your thoughts on the battle for the boot. Does it mean as much to LSU as it does to Arkansas?
Certainly. The game does. You know, it's the trophy, I think, is a secondary thing. This game is golly. I don't know how you could have more riding on a game than this one, because, there's BCS implications for both teams. LSU, if they're fortunate enough to win, is sitting there with one loss, and if Alabama takes care of Auburn on Friday, and some other things happen, that really improves LSU's chances to get into a bigger bowl, and just an outside chance. I mean, door's not completely slammed, but maybe making it into the title game. LSU played for the national championship with two losses, one year and one the other, so. you know, that's on the line for LSU, for Arkansas, is playing as well as they are, even though they've got a couple of losses. If they beat LSU, then they've got the same record, and they've got a great opportunity too. So this, I can't imagine a game having more on the line than this one.
Jim, there are a lot of people that think that it's madness or luck, but what do you think the key to success is for Les Miles in some of these close games?
Well, I think the key is that he's a guy who's not afraid to fail, which is, you know, true in just about anything that you do in your life. It's if you're not going to be a success unless you're willing to take some chances and you're not afraid to fail. And I think that's the way it is with him. And he'll try to put his team in the position to do whatever's necessary to win a game. And so he does some things that maybe is unorthodox at times. And he's been fortunate that a lot of, or maybe even most of the things that he's tried that might fly in the face of conventional wisdom, turns out.
Jim, Little Rock, the toughness to play there. Obviously, this year you're going to enjoy the new press box.
I'm looking forward to that.
Everything works. But
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I am looking forward to seeing the new press box. I've heard and that the stadium, has had renovation, and so that's going to be something I'll be very, very interested in seeing.
Talk about the difficulty of coming to play in a venue like that. I know that Coach Saban talked about it today on the teleconference. So did Les Miles and even Houston Nutt about playing in Little Rock. It's just different.
Well, it is, and I can only speak to it from LSU standpoint in that it's always the last game of the year. Every other year, LSU goes up there, and there's usually some big things that have to do with who wins or loses that game. It seems like that playing each other brings out the best. LSU's had a very, very difficult time winning up there. Regardless of how good they are or how good Arkansas is, it's just it's a very difficult place for LSU to go up there and win. And I know Nick mentioned, I was listening to the conference this morning myself, and I know he mentioned the miracle on Markham Street. That's one of those things and that you can talk about as being lucky or calling the right play at the right time or whatever, but, you know, it was an LSU loss in the last play of the game. And I don't know. I'm like all the other coaches, I think, that talked about it this morning, but there's no way to put your finger on it. It's just a tough place, I guess, maybe for everybody to play, but certainly for LSU. And LSU goes into Auburn and goes into the Swamp and goes to Alabama, you know, and all the other places that are very difficult to play in, but that one seems to be, for some reason, one of the most difficult for LSU.
Of all the games you've called, national championship in football, baseball national championships, basketball Final Fours, what's the number one?
Oh, that would be really, really hard to say.
I know it would be. That's why I asked.
I'll have to think. Well, I guess I'd have to say that the first national championship game against Oklahoma, because that was so rewarding. Oklahoma that year, as you remember, was being touted as perhaps the best college football team in the history of football. Absolutely the best to ever play the game. And, they slipped up and got beat, and something else happened, and all of a sudden Nick Saban's LSU team is playing Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl for the national championship, and LSU won that game. So I guess it would be very hard, to have one to top that. I will say that the win over Alabama this year was very satisfying because I don't think anybody gave LSU a chance to win that game, and they did, and they won it rather handily. So it's been a lot. I've been very fortunate in 29 years doing this to see some really, really great games.
Well, Jim, as always, we appreciate you joining us before the Arkansas-LSU game, the battle for the boot, and don't pack the shorts. Well, you can if you want to, but be sure you do pack a jacket for this weekend.
I will, and I look forward to coming up there. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, safe travels.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot.